In the verse of the Noble Quran, verse number 56, Allah Rabbul Izzah instructs the believers in a unique manner. Allah Rabbul Izzah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ Indeed, Allah and His angels, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ They send mercy on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you believe, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Send mercy to him and salute him with salutations of peace. Now the meaning of salutations on the Prophet, salutations to the Prophet entails praising him, honoring him, showing mercy to him, showing affection to him. Thereafter, this praising, honoring, showing mercy and showing affection will be according to the status and the rank of the one who sends the salutation. For example, if we say that the father is merciful to his son or vice versa, or that the brother is merciful to his brother, or that each of them shows love to the other, it's obvious that the type of mercy and love that the father shows to the son will not be the same as that of the son showing to his father. The mercy and love of one brother to another will be different from that of the father to the son and vice versa. So this verse should be understood in the same light that Allah also sends salutations on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He praises and honors him with mercy and kindness. The angels also send salutations. However, the salutations and mercy and honor of each one is according to their rank and status. The believers are to send salutations. Durood, the believers are also commanded to send salutations and mercy on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the nature of these salutations will be different from that sent by Allah and the angels. Our ulama have stated that Allah's salutations and His sending of mercy, the angel's salutations are their asking for forgiveness, and the believer's salutations are their supplication in favor of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is stated in the hadith that when the verse was revealed, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, we know how to send peace to you. That is by reciting, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace, mercy and blessings of Allah be upon you. And then they continued, now teach us the method of sending salutations on you so that we may do so in our salah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi then instructed them to say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Allah send salutations to Muhammad and the family of Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidu majid. Like you send salutations on Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim, verily you are praiseworthy and exalted. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. O Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad like you blessed Ibrahim and the family of Ibrahim. Innaka hamidu majid. You are praiseworthy and exalted. Allah's command or has commanded the believers to send salutations, mercy to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed them that their method of sending is to request Allah to send and to continue showering His mercy upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forever and ever. And this is because there is no limit, there is no end to Allah's mercies. Or it is also through the mercy of Allah that Allah attributes the act of sending these additional mercies to weak and useless servants like us, in the sense that it is as though we have sent them. In actual fact, Allah alone sends mercies in all conditions and situations. What power does a servant have to send mercies in the court of the leader of all prophets sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a manner that is appropriate to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's grand status and rank? And therefore, asking Allah to shower His mercy on His messenger and his family entails ready acceptance. They are showered with mercy that is appropriate to their rank and status. By asking this to Allah, 10 mercies are showered on the person who makes the request. Person can now acquire as much mercy as he desires. There is an entire book which has been written on this. Al-Qawlul Badi' fi Salati ala al-Habib al-Shafi' written by Sheikh Shamsuddin Shawkani rahmatullahi alayhi. And that is something that we should endeavor to read. It has been translated into the English language, so it is easy for us to then take benefit from that. There's numerous narrations which indicate to the great virtue of sending salutations upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that person who recites the most durood will be closest to him on the day of Qiyamah. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a group of angels traveled throughout the earth to convey the greetings of my ummah to me. So wherever there are people sending salat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are angels coming there specifically with the purpose of collecting that salat and salam and taking it and conveying it to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great honor. The word salat is used in the Arabic language to convey the mercy, rahmah, prayer, dua, mathna, thana. The salah attributed to Allah is his sending of mercy. Salah from the angels denotes the prayer for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the sense of salah durud from the common believers is a combination of dua and thana. It's a combination of both. So this is the breakdown of how do we understand. The commentators have given various meanings. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah is reported from Abul Aliya that the salah of Allah means the honor accorded to him and the praises showered on him before the angels. And as for the honor bestowed on him by Allah Ta'ala within the mortal world, it translates as the high rank he was blessed with. On many occasions, his mention was joined with the mention of Allah. When you look at it, Allah has elevated Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the Adhan and in the Iqama. And in when we say the kalima, people make the adhan and the iqama from the early hours of the morning, and it spreads across the earth. At that moment, at every instance, there is that continuous salutations that goes to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Rabbul Izzah make us from those that continue to send salutations upon the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.